My name is Emmy Gao. I'm a co-founder and CEO of Ezra, a company creating a new way to screen for cancer. And you can find us at Ezra.com.
We're talking today with Emmy Gao, the founder and CEO of Ezra. And your company is Ezra. Why is it called Ezra?
Yeah, it's called Ezra because Ezra means help in Hebrew. And our mission as a company is to help people detect cancer early.
And you believe in the early detection, of course, of cancer, which everybody wants. And you pair advanced medical imaging with artificial intelligence. When people hear artificial intelligence, they just go crazy thinking it's so futuristic. But what do you actually do? What do you actually do with your company?
We started Ezra because, as you mentioned, people want to detect cancer early. And actually, detecting cancer early is really important because your five-year survival rate, if you find cancer late, are only about 20%, as opposed to more than 80% if you find cancer early. Now, the problem is that there's no way to screen for cancer everywhere in the body that's fast, accurate, and affordable. And that's what we're creating in Ezra. So what we've built is a cancer screening service that's direct to consumer. You sign up on Ezra.com. You go into a partner imaging facility and you do a full body MRI scan. And then we use radiologists assisted by artificial intelligence to generate the report. And the reason the artificial intelligence is important is because it makes the radiologist more accurate and it makes them faster, which decreases the cost of a full body MRI.
And you said it scans the whole body rather than just a part of the body.
So our full body looks for cancer in 13 organs in women and 11 organs in men. We're basically screening all of the vital organs. We survey the spine to see if there are any bone lesions. And it's really the most advanced scan of its type, and it takes just under an hour. So you can spend an hour a year getting a scan to make sure that if you ever get cancer, which one in three people will do, you find it early.
And then how long do you have to wait for the outcome of the scan?
So the results are presented in about a week by one of our Ezra clinicians. So what we do is not only we deliver the radiology report with the findings, but we also kind of translate the findings in lay terms, and we then provide a list of recommendations based on the scan that you should follow, provided that we find something that looks abnormal.
Do you get to talk to a person after you get the scan and then the information provided by the scan?
Yes. So actually, you speak to one of our clinicians, and we have a team of clinicians, multiple times. Once you sign up on Ezra.com, you actually have a pre-scan call with one of our clinicians in order to go through your medical history, in order for the clinician to be able to answer any questions you may have. You then get your scan at one of our partner facilities, and then you have a call with the clinician that you spoke to before the scan, where you are taken through the results.
I would imagine that could be a very emotional thing, and you're used to doing that with a doctor.
You're actually doing it with a doctor.
Gotcha.
Our clinical team has physicians and nurse practitioners. We call them clinicians because we bundle together the physicians and the nurse practitioners, and they work together in generating these reports for our members. But you do speak to a doctor about the findings, and the only difference is that you speak to a doctor on the phone as opposed to in person. Right. And we've actually found from some of our members that they prefer getting the results on the phone because, you know, especially if the results are positive, we found something that looks abnormal, kind of people like being in the comfort of their own home as opposed to in a physician's office when they receive that news.
Was Ezra designed for a specific cancer?
We started with prostate cancer, actually. Mm-hmm. We started with prostate because 1 in 9 men will get prostate cancer during their life. And because the current way to screen for cancer is pretty broken, men have to undergo a PSA blood test, which often results in false positives. And if they have elevated PSA, they have to undergo a prostate biopsy. Prostate biopsies are pretty uncomfortable and unpleasant. And on top of that, they're not very accurate. Our model is that instead of doing a PSA plus a biopsy, you just do a 19-minute prostate MRI. It's completely safe. It's very accurate. And you receive your result 3 days later in the prostate case. And because prostate worked so well, we rolled out our full body in June of this year. And we've had over 1,500 people signing up to get scanned with our full body. And We're currently live in New York, San Francisco, and LA.
Tell me about the technology. Is there radiation involved in this?
There's no radiation and no side effects for what we do. The reason we chose MRI as the way to offer cancer screening is because MRI is an imaging modality that does not use ionizing radiation to create images of the body. It uses magnetic resonance. So we're essentially using the water in your body to create images of your internal organs, which is pretty amazing. And MRIs are completely safe. Anyone can do them as long as they don't have any metallic implants or pacemakers or things that may prevent them from being able to get an MRI scan. And because of that, it is safe for people to do them every year, which is what we think they should do in order to ensure that we're always finding problems early.
That was going to be my next question. How often and when should it be used? So you can just use it as a screening rather than, hey, I think I have a lump here and I want to see what it is.
Absolutely. We recommend that people over 40 do an Ezra full body scan every year. It's safe. It's accurate. It helps them find problems early. And in the few hundred people that we've scanned so far this year, we've actually helped quite a few of them find cancer. A few of them found brain aneurysms. We've also found problems that were not cancer, but were important to know about, such as hernias or disc bulges, which is why a person might have back pain, and so on. Our focus is very much on cancer, but MRI is an incredible imaging modality. Therefore, it also finds things that are potentially clinically significant.
I'm curious about how you got into this field. Is there cancer in your family, or are you a hypochondriac?
A bit of both, I guess. So I'm actually personally predisposed to melanoma. I have hundreds of moles on my body. Mm. I've had biopsies. I've had some of them removed, which this has been for my entire life, which has always kind of made me very acutely aware of the importance of screening for cancer. And then what led me to decide to start a company in the space is that a few years ago, I started volunteering for a nonprofit in Romania, which is my home country, called Hospices of Hope, who build and operate hospices that care for terminally ill cancer patients. And in being involved with hospice, I became very interested in why so many people who have cancer end up in palliative care. And I realized that one of the main reasons is because they're detected late. So I started looking at why they're detected late, and I realized that it's really because there's no way to screen for cancer everywhere in the body that's fast, accurate, and affordable. That was kind of the seed idea for Ezra. And then I spent about 2 years looking at all the different ways in which you could screen for cancer, speaking to hundreds of scientists and physicians and patients, and concluded that today the best solution would be a full-body MRI powered by AI. And that's how Ezra was born.
Did you conceive this also as being something that you should just put on your calendar one day? Like, oh, I have Ezra in December of 2019, and then I'll put it again on my calendar for December of 2020.
Exactly. So our model is a membership. So you sign up for an Ezra membership. You choose the type of scan you'd like to get. And then you get your scan on, you know, in December when you put it in your calendar. And then once you become a member, not only we offer you the scan and so on, but we also have a team of what we call Ezra guides who will check in with you over the year just to see how you're doing, see if you have any new clinical symptoms that you didn't have when you got your prior scan, et cetera, and then do the follow-up scan in a year and the year after that and so on. And what's great about that model is that because we will have your scan every year over a number of years, the AI will be much more accurate and able to find problems really early because we'll know what the healthy you looks like. So as soon as there's an abnormality, even if it's tiny and, you know, maybe not even a radiologist would be able to see it, the AI will pick up on it because it will be able to compare your full body scan in 2020 with your full body scan in 2019.
Emmy, that's brilliant.
Thank you, Pat. you should get one.
I know. I go to Ezra.com and see. What is next for Ezra?
We actually just this week announced that we have rolled out our cancer screening services to San Francisco and LA. We are now live in 19 partner facilities across New York, SF, and LA. To the end of this year, we want to ensure that we offer as great a service in SF and LA as we have been in New York. And then next year, we want to be in all major cities in the U.S., expand to more imaging facilities, and ensure that every person in America who is at risk of getting cancer can get screened with Ezra.
I have to ask you, Emmy, how much does this cost, and is it covered by insurance?
Of course. So it's not yet covered by insurance. We're working with a few insurers to have some of our screening programs covered. We think ultimately they will be, but because this is so new, and because insurance companies are mostly generally focused on paying for when people need to be treated of a problem as opposed to helping them stay healthy, it's not yet covered. That said, we are trying to make it affordable. We have three different packages. We have what we call our single region or single organ package, so where you can just get a scan of your prostate, for example, and that's $675. And then we have our full body, which is our most expensive package, which is $1,950. And in order to make it as affordable as possible to as many people as possible, we're also offering monthly payment plans. So for our prostate scan, you can pay as little as $60 a month. For our full body scan, you can pay $180 a month for 12 months.
I find it fascinating that it seems that there is starting very early in its infancy, there's starting to be this shift away from treating people only when they're sick to treating them before they get sick, to keep them from getting sick, hopefully. Do you think that's going to catch on, or do you think the medical establishment will fight you tooth and nail? Do you think this is coming up in a decade, two decades?
I think even sooner. Like, there's this big trend with consumers right now where consumers are becoming much more proactive about their health and interested to really take ownership of their health and ensure that they're always doing the newest screenings. And there's a big wellness trend right now with people trying to stay healthy. And also, if you look at a lot of the insurers and Medicare and so on, they are starting to create programs where it's not fee for service, it's fee for keeping someone healthy. So I think within the next 5 years, we'll see a huge shift into of investment and of initiatives into helping people stay healthy for as long as possible, as opposed to just treating them when they have a problem. That will ultimately decrease the cost of the health system, of our health expenditure dramatically. Because right now, we're, you know, in the U.S. alone, we're spending about 17% of the GDP on healthcare. And 75% of that, which is about $2.5 to $3 trillion, is spent on dealing with chronic disease, such as cancer, such as heart disease, such as diabetes. And we really believe at Ezra that if you detect disease early, ultimately people are going to live healthier, longer lives, and it's going to cost the health system a lot less.
And better to pay $1,900 to get a scan rather than $200,000, you know, to get an operation and to go through chemo or more.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And in the U.S., actually, unfortunately, about 25 to 30% of the people who get cancer have to file for bankruptcy because the medical bills end up being much more they can ever afford. So $2,000 can potentially spare them from that. And we are working on making that even more affordable over the next couple of years because we really want Ezra to help everyone in the world detect cancer early. That's really our mission.
Well, that's been fascinating. Thank you so much for setting aside time to enlighten us about this and for the interview. I appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you very much, Pat.